रामाय राम भद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय पतये नमः. अरण्यकांड चैप्टर नंबर 21. शुक्नक अपब्रेड्स हर ब्रदर. द रेसिटेशन बिगिंस नाउ. Khara blazed forth in anger as he beheld before him his favorite sister groveling on the ground with a woebegone countenance, the evil genius of the Rakshasa clan, their fate incarnate, and cried, "Did I not send with you my foremost veterans, terrible as a lord of death? Whence these tears afresh? My men are devoted to me, body and soul, loyal, ever intent on my greatness, and would they fail me? They bring death to many an unfortunate foe, but themselves are immune from it. Then why do you writhe before me like a wounded serpent, emitting cries and laments? It ill becomes you to wail and moan like a helpless waif, and I here as your sword and shield. Arise and fear not, grief and anxiety are strangers to you." She took heart a little at his words, wiped away her fast-falling tears, and said, "I came to you insulted, mutilated, and tortured with grief, and you cheered me up, dispatching 14 of your foremost warriors to slay Rama and Lakshmana. But that contemptible mortal clove their hearts with his keen arrows and sent them straight to the halls of death. I witnessed their fate and trembled at the inconceivable might of Rama. Fear and grief overwhelms me quiet. Whenever I turn, I see Rama before me. I seek refuge with you. I sink helpless in the depths of the ocean of grief, where roll the billows of fear and lurk the monsters of despair. And you leave me to my fate. I tell you that your veterans were but chaff before the fiery arrows of Rama. If you have a spark of compassion towards your faithful warriors and your favorite sister, if you have any germ of manliness and heroism in you, if you deem yourself a foeman worthy of a steel, lay low in dread fight Raghava, who has vowed to destroy the Rakshasas root and branch. Else my death lies upon your head. I fail not, I shrink not. What? Still untouched with heroic fury after all I have said? It needs no oracle to tell me that your wretched self and your craven followers seek to hide your diminished head in shame and save your worthless lives. Insufferable conceit fills your heart, and you let the world mistake you for a man, a Rakshasa, a warrior, a king? I wonder how you fooled them. I wonder how you managed to get that name you so disgrace. You are a living lie, a walking sham, a fine warrior truly, who feels himself in the grip of helpless awe at the mere mention of two human beetles. Eternal stain on the fair fame of the Rakshasas, black canker. Has your blood turned into water? Can nothing rouse your craven spirit to action? If your huge limbs and proud boasts are worth anything, go forth to meet the foe that thunders at your gates in the pride of his strength and valor. Else take your foul presence away and your worthy henchmen. You have no place here among honest warriors, you living mockery. You flutter like a moth but to burn yourself to death at the bright fame of Rama. Ah, a warrior he, stern and matchless, Rama, the son of Dasharatha, and Lakshmana, though he punished me cruelly. When shall I look upon another such? She beat her breast and stomach like a huge war drum, and voiced forth her grief in tones of rolling thunder. Mangalam Koshlendraya Mahaniya Gunamte Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhomaya Mangalam.